to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome to episode 179 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. Hope you all had a fantastic weekend. I cannot believe this weekend is May 1st. And speaking of May 1st, it's like the first nice day outside, like 65 degrees. The windows were open. So I am on location. I am coming to you live from my patio. Yes, I have moved the Left Traffic studio outside, sitting out here. Lindsay's outside roasting s'mores. Beverage is poured. And we're going to do this outside. And there might be some birds chirping, just like playing some old school PGA tour with some birds at the tee kind of thing. Absolutely. I'm very excited. So here we are. But like I said, man, I can't believe it's May 1st. It's like a Midwest thing. And I'm telling you, the weather up here in Metro Detroit, it is what you expect if you've been here as long as I have, 30 plus years, born and raised. 60 degrees one day, 32 in snow in the next, 45 and rainy the next. And it's supposed to rain the next 3 days here. But fortunately, the weekend should be pretty good. And much of this weekend is man, Groundhog's Day to the T, right? And I'm sure that's the same for you guys. It has been kind of cool doing some Zoom and FaceTime chats with friends and family that we actually probably didn't see that much when we could in person, and doing that now, on the regular, which is pretty cool. I was joking with my buddy Zaylin. Him and I, we love to play some cornhole, and we could definitely be adhering to social distancing with cornhole, and definitely looking forward to that getting lifted so that we can do that. We went back racing at the virtual Talladega this weekend. Excited to talk about that. Also excited to talk about the possibility going racing here potentially May 17th. The one thing, I'm sure we've all seen on social media the schedule floating around, the new schedule. We had one a couple weeks ago. We got a new one out there now. Is all we're hearing about is Cup. Where's the truck talk? When are we going back truck racing? That's what I want to know. Hope you guys enjoyed last week's show with Dan Wetzel. Had a great time with him. We talked the draft, obviously. We talked some free agency. We talked about his Netflix special. Obviously, the draft talk is dated, but if you enjoyed Dan Wetzel's Netflix special on Aaron Hernandez, the podcast last week would still be a good listen, so make sure you go check that out. Tonight, I am really excited because Scott Page from everyone's favorite NASCAR website, Jayski.com, is going to be back on. I think it's a perfect time to talk with Scott about where we're at with things as we're about ready to get fired back up here in a couple weeks. Brian Newdorf will be on a little later. Got some lucky dog and lap down picks for you guys. And, of course, going to talk some virtual Talladega as well. One last thing. I've been talking about it here. Lap Traffic Fantasy Players. As soon as we get things finalized for a schedule, be on the lookout for an email for me that will likely be some type of poll from SurveyMonkey or something like that to see how you guys want to handle changes that will inevitably have to occur to accommodate everybody and midweek and weekend races as well. And if you still want to sign up for the Live Traffic Fantasy, you can do that. You're only four races in, not that big of a hole. Definitely can be done, and get your name up there in the standings. Just go to the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, click the fantasy link, and all of the rules for the fantasy league and how to register are there. All right. I think a 4.5 minute intro is long enough. Let's get things rolling. Let's get Scott Page from Jayski.com on the line. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, joining me on the line, making his third appearance on the Lap Traffic Podcast. He's one of the masterminds behind everyone's favorite NASCAR content site, from paint schemes, race results, NASCAR history. Welcome back to the show from Jayski.com, Scott Page. Sir, good evening. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Awesome, man. Welcome back to the show. How are things? How's quarantine life?
It's, what is today, April 56th, yeah, and the sun did come up, so things are still good, but it's we're getting there. You know, I'm looking forward to racing, getting back real soon.
Oh gosh, everybody, right? Like, whether it's going to be good or bad, we can get to this a little bit in a little bit when we talk about the schedule. But you know, NASCAR is going to be, you know, it looks like the first major sport to get rolling here.
I think that's a great opportunity for
us. You know, and that's the thing, like, all right, they're going to be able to take advantage of a market that is dying for sports. So maybe people that haven't watched in a while, or maybe people that have never watched at all, are going to tune in just because they want something live to watch, which is a great way to capitalize and take advantage. On the same token, or on the flip side, I hope they don't get and rush back too quick to where they have to maybe shut down again. I mean, those are two extremes, right? Like, you can, you know, really maybe take advantage, or then if not, and you've got to go and shut down again completely, that would really hurt things.
Yeah, I would certainly not want to be in the position to have to make that decision.
No.
Because there's no way to know whether you're going too early or you're going too late. And, you know, at some point you got to trust the information you're getting and go with it. And you know, I think obviously NASCAR is working on trying to make sure that they limit as many people at the track as they can now, and that everybody gets tested. And you know, you're got to play in the odds, but that's about all you can do at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Any binge watching, anything like that going on during the quarantine?
Well, I finally did catch up and watch all of Tiger King.
Excellent. Oh, welcome. See, now that's something you can never, ever unwatch.
It took me a long time, and I kept seeing it, and I kept thinking, I got to watch this. And like everybody else, as soon as I watched the first episode, I was like, I finished it, I think, same day. Maybe I left the last one. It's just so freaky. And of course, it takes place in Oklahoma, and my daughter goes to college at Oklahoma State. So every time there's something, I'm like, hey, do you know where this place is? And she's got like friends who went down there when the place was open, and so she's telling me her story, and so I got hooked on that. But otherwise, I've just tried to kind of tune out and watch. My daughter's in the middle of watching every episode of The Simpsons, so I've caught some of those.
Cool.
And watching Bob's Burgers and some animated stuff you don't have to think about.
See, that's where I'm at. Like, I would much rather watch like stuff that I can kind of half fade in and out of, that's, you know, just mindless humor kind of thing. Like these, these dramas and stuff like that. Like, it's exhausting to watch them. Like,
I'm just scatterbrained. Yeah, I'm too scatterbrained to pay a lot of attention to stuff. I've been watching The Office because I've seen all those episodes that, you know, you can look up and know exactly what's happened. And so it's kind of a distraction.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Well, man, if you guys weren't busy enough at J-Ski trying to get everything re-back up on the site and all that kind of stuff, I know we talked a couple times, and each time you've added new content that used to be on the old site. This quarantine had to come and happen, and now you guys had to create whole new sections for iRacing and all that. Was that a pain?
Yes. In some regards, but in other regards, I don't have a lot of other stuff that we were doing at the time. So yeah, you know, just building a lot of pages that I hadn't done. And we've been trying to do a feature on the site every day for kind of what we'd posted, you know, this today in J-Ski's NASCAR history, the rumors that you saw 20 years ago on the site. You know, really, as much as I've lived most of those, lived them all, it's been interesting to see how all the old stories developed through the years and stuff. And so I've kind of had fun with that. And we're just kind of waiting for the big announcement on when NASCAR goes back, and then it'll be probably a revamp again, because we'll have all new schedules. And boy, we've had driver changes in the interim, and we've got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you've named it. We've had it. I want to stick on the iRacing here for a minute. Have you been watching? Are you an iRacer yourself? What's your level of interest here with the iRacing?
I have never, well, I shouldn't say I've never tried it. My son had an Xbox years ago and had a steering wheel and the whole nine yards. And I played it a little bit when he had it, and I enjoyed it. But then time kind of got to where I had never used it. And he moved on to other games. So I haven't raced for 5 or 6 years probably. But I am watching them all now. I enjoy watching them for what they are. I think it's a nice distraction. It is realistic. I think the second race they had, maybe it was Richmond, I don't remember now, I was watching and kind of tweeting as the race went on, and my wife came upstairs and she's like, I didn't think NASCAR was running again. I was like, no, I'm watching the iRacing. She's like, well, it looks so realistic, I thought you're watching a race. So
yeah, yeah.
I think it's very interesting for those kind of casual fans, and I certainly consider my wife a casual fan because she doesn't take a lot of interest in it because I do NASCAR all the time, but it kind of caught her attention.
I'm with you. Yeah, my wife, the same thing. You know, we watched, she actually sat down and watched Homestead. And if it's not Daytona, if we're not actually at the race, yeah, she doesn't have a whole lot to do unless it's like the last 5 minutes or something like that. Maybe
right,
come
down
and watch. But yeah, she was the same way. And yeah, you know, and I think one of the things that I know a lot of fans have, you know, maybe griped about over the last couple of years is the length of the races with, you know, that maybe being a negative for some people.
Uh-huh.
And these are definitely a much condensed, much shorter race, you know? So,
yeah,
you know,
that I like that they fit them into a TV window and, you know, they seem to go on the fly and, you know, a little bit unrelated to that, but obviously discussions when NASCAR resumes that maybe some races are going to, you know, we're going to do one day shows and shorter races. And, there, you know, while no other sports are going on, there may be a real opportunity there to catch some casual fans that know they don't need to commit all day to watching a race.
Absolutely. No, that's, you know, one of the things that NASCAR has the, and I've mentioned this before in the show, they've got a unique opportunity to where they can just throw stuff at the wall, see what sticks, good, bad, or indifferent, and the NASCAR community as a whole really can't fault them for it based on the current situation.
Yeah, and you will have people complain about whatever, but you know, I think that's where NASCAR comes back and says, we're just, goal number one is to get a race in, to get it broadcast, and you got to be creative. And you know, if they don't do qualifying 1 week, people will complain, but you know, you do what you got to do. It's unusual times. Let's try unusual things.
And, I'm with you 100%. You know, like you said, you know, what could we possibly see? You know, maybe we don't get practices. Maybe we get unload it, take it to the grid and go through, you know, post-race inspect, you know, who knows what could happen, what they could do to try to see, you know, that was a thing that annoyed me greatly over the last couple of years was just the amount of failed pre and post-race inspections and the time through that, you know, the amount of time that the crews had to be at the track just, you know, because of the time it takes to get through 30 to 40 some odd cars, depending on what race we're at. You know, let's test all X, Y's and Z's and, you know, come together.
See what works.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know what's going to do it. And obviously, all indications are we're going to get a good idea of whether people will watch midweek races.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're going to have some Wednesday. I assume they're going to be Wednesday. It'll be a great way. And I think it gives NASCAR a good opportunity to continue to hold off on the 2021 schedule, see what kind of feedback they get early on here. And, you know, they may be willing to do even crazier things next year.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, I know a lot. I don't know. I would assume some of the talk as to why over the years NASCAR maybe didn't do midweek races where, you know, you obviously have baseball that does, you know, 162 games. They're playing at night. You've got the NBA, the NHL that cross into the summer a little bit. And there was always, I assume, the talk of, well, you know, families, you know, you got kids at soccer, you got kids at baseball games, you know, they're not going to be able to. Well, for the most part, those have all been shut down. So there is no excuse other than to tune in on a Wednesday night and watch a race.
Right. Yeah. What has anybody got better to do? And in this day and age, the way it's going, everybody's streaming things from their phone anyways. You know, if my kids were younger and I was at my son's soccer practice, I'd probably be watching the race from the phone.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you don't have to be at home anymore. And so that's just another opportunity they've got available to them now.
Yeah, no, for sure. Scott, do you get into the DraftKings or anything like that?
I have not, and I sit down ever so often. I think I'm going to dive into this and see what I can learn, and then I get myself sidetracked, and I don't ever do it. But
sure.
You know, it's obviously a growing segment, and I think it's important to NASCAR. But as far as the practical, you know, I don't do a lot with it.
Well, so I bring that up because as I was writing some notes and stuff down, what struck my mind was, I mean, hysterically, Denny Hamlin's daughter shutting a TV screen off. Right?
Yes.
But so when you look at that from that perspective, you know, Hamlin didn't care necessarily, you know, this isn't right to them. But I mean, you've got DraftKings doing these races and you've got sports bets that are being taken on this. Like, that is a... that could be viewed very, very big in terms of how you do these things going forward.
Yeah, and it certainly opens up to the potential of people with conspiracy theories, because, you know, typically every weekend here we've had someone who's had an internet problem.
Yeah.
And right. they've fallen off and gotten disconnected or something. And sure enough, you know, if it was a race and Kyle Busch and Dale Earnhardt Jr. are coming on the last lap and Kyle Busch suddenly loses his connection, there's going to be people who are going to say, wait a minute, NASCAR pulled the plug on that. You know, so it just obviously video games, that's one of the weaknesses probably, sure, is your connectivity and the potential that you can't necessarily, it's not like you're seeing a part break on a car. It's a little harder to prove your internet drop.
Absolutely. So Scott, man, you mentioned it here at the start a little bit, some new content on the site. You've been working with the Scene Vault and all that. You've got, like you said, the This Day in History. Talk a little bit about what fans can see that's new on jayski.com.
Well, actually, I've been a little surprised. For as little as going on in NASCAR, there seems to be stuff constantly happening. Now, rightly or wrongly, Kyle Larson pretty much absorbed a full week within
that. Yeah, that was interesting.
But, you know, obviously the surprisingly good news that Ryan Newman is coming back, and then NASCAR just announcing a few minutes ago that he has been medically cleared, so he'll be back in. Obviously the shock of Kenseth coming back to replace Larson now. So there's been a lot of big news developing kind of throughout, and obviously the constant speculation of what the schedule is going to look back when they return. We're doing the Today in History. Been trying to kind of follow the iRacing on a weekly basis, more or less as it's a race. You know, we get the entry list, I post it. We get results, I post it, because it's all we've got right now.
Sure.
So, you know, I'll be happy with what we're providing.
When you look at some of these news that have come out, like you said, you know, Newman, Johnson, who do you wait for? If you can divulge a name, or if not, you know, what do you wait for before you guys actually post it live on your site from a credibility standpoint?
It varies on case to case. I don't know there's really any hard or true things. Typically we get tipped off on something. I like to hear it from a couple different people. If it's somebody that we don't have a long history with.
Sure.
But like now, I was caught completely flat-footed by Kenseth today. I'd heard that, you know, they already have a plan for Chastain, and he wanted to run for the Xfinity Championship and their sponsor contracts, and so that wasn't likely. And, you know, there was obviously speculation that Ganassi was looking for somebody, at least for this year, to just make the sponsors happy. A good, solid choice, somebody who's a known quantity, no chance they're going to shoot off at the mouth at anything, you know. And so, but, you know, I guess I should have known after Kenseth keeps popping back up. He obviously worked with Mark Martin for years, who didn't know how to retire. I was completely caught off guard. So,
well, you know, I think everyone kind of, you know, I myself included, like, it's got to be Chastain. You know, he had the Xfinity ride taken away. Then he gets the new one. And now he gets fills in for new. You know, it just all signs were like, you know, that's the you probably had to lay down $500 to get your $100 bet back there kind of thing there. And here, boom, it's Matt Kenseth. And like, what a awesome pick. Like, pick like it's a draft pick or anything like that. But like, that's a great move. Like, you know, I'm curious, you know, how that phone call went, like, because, you know, that had to be an interesting phone call. And, you know, Kenseth, it's not like he's fully retired. You know, he's done some modified races and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't think he was ready to leave when he was done with Joe Gibbs Racing. It seemed like that was a full sponsorship issue. Like, he just couldn't get it and wasn't willing to take one of those let's be honest, mid-20 on back finishing cars and you know.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure the fire ever left him. It just, he never kept having the right opportunity to stay in the sport.
Yeah.
And rather than to take a ride lesser than he thought he was capable of, you know, he just stepped away. Obviously, he's kept himself in very good shape and come back now. Yeah, what's he going to do this year? I don't know. He's going to have to kind of get his feet back under him. But with everybody else being off for the last whatever it is, 4 to 6 weeks, he's not going to be as much a disadvantage as he normally would have been.
Right. Yeah. You know, this isn't the first time this has happened. You know, we had Gordon come back for a couple races back with Junior. I'm trying to think, there was is there somebody else even more recently than that that stepped in for somebody perhaps? But I think it's good for the fans to you know. The fans like to stay attached to drivers. They don't like when the old guys go away, you know. So this is just another way to keep things interesting for the fans, especially since we've been off. Like, hey, you get to tune in, not only see racing back, but, hey, you got Matt Kenseth, who is a longtime Ford guy, you know, stepping into a Chevy now.
Yeah, yeah. I just think he's one of the good guys in the sport, and I think NASCAR is the better off to have him coming back, especially in this situation.
Absolutely. You mentioned Newman. What an awesome feel good story. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there, and I even talked about this around the Daytona time. You know, I was never like a Newman fan growing up. I always enjoyed getting into the razzing with the, you know, the hardest guy on the track to pass kind of thing.
Yeah.
And all that, you know, like kind of opens the door for, you know, criticism himself. And I think he embraces that. But the community as a whole, just rallying around him, just what an incredible story and recovery. And to know that he only missed three races.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, he gets to come back only three races missed. And that, I think that's a crazy thing. Like, that is going to, you know, let him basically compete for the full season here in his own ride. And I mean, obviously the momentum that he's going to be carrying, knowing what he survived through, I'm excited to see him get back in the car.
Yeah. You suspect he's going to jump right back in and not be any worse for the wear. And, you know, he seems to have no fear. He's certainly torn up his fair share of vehicles in the, over the past, and been a lot of, you know, spectacular accidents. And, I think he'll come back with something to prove.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and with the flaky year we kind of had getting the start off, I don't have it up right now, but he's still ahead of like Christopher Bell and Ryan Preece and somebody else in the point standings. He's going to easily be in the top 30 in points to qualify for the chase. And, you know, as well as Roush has been running, he might sneak in a win and qualify for the playoffs. And I think that'd be a great story.
I think that'd be a great story too. You know, I think it's a level playing field. I mean, he's missed, you know, he didn't race three races, but everyone's been off for, you know, 8 weeks now, you know, so everyone's off, you know, 8 weeks or 11 weeks, you know, it's going to be the same for everybody getting back in the car.
Yeah. I'm excited to, his will be a great story to follow this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. Let's talk Jimmy Johnson. You know, if we get back and we get to complete, you know, when do you think Jimmy would have to make the announcement? Because there's been rumor, obviously, if we go back, you know, will he make it a full retirement this year?
I don't get a feel for where that's going yet. Although I guess my hunch is if we do go back racing here in a couple weeks, like they're saying, and you know, NASCAR still seems like we're going to run most places that we're scheduled to. I think the big question mark is Sonoma this year, but I think we'll get enough of the season in and probably all of it that just my gut tells me that he will probably go ahead and walk away this fall.
Like you said, if we go back, I'm with you there. You know, if it was leaning towards we weren't going to go back, or we weren't going to go back to, you know, August, September, you know, you know, then maybe, yeah, he comes back to make a full circuit at all the tracks again next year. But, that's where hopefully we get back and we can stay back, I think is the key thing.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe internally they're not setting some deadline of by the end of June. By then, you know, we should be back for 6 weeks. They're going to know, you know, what the schedule is going to really firm up as, that there doesn't look like there's any chance that racing may get shut back down, and things will then just proceed as planned.
Sure. Well, you know, and for me, you know, Jimmy Johnson is to NASCAR as what Tom Brady is to football, right? Like, you know, Tom Brady gets to decide when Tom Brady's done playing football. He's earned that right to make that call. Jimmy Johnson's the same thing. Jimmy Johnson has earned the right to say, I will let you know when I'm done racing. It's not going to be the other way around.
Exactly. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. When we talk about the schedule, you know, obviously there was the schedule that kind of floated around a couple weeks ago that looked like we were maybe going to get started at Charlotte. Looks like we might get started the week before, potentially at Darlington. You know, obviously we're looking at some doubles, some midweek races here. For me, though, just especially being a Midwestern person and a Michigander, where we're still under quarantine and stuff like that could get pushed out. I wonder, you know, what some of the more northern states with their tracks and availability is going to be, and how that's going to impact getting a schedule finalized.
Yeah, that's kind of the real issue here. And kind of my suspicion and what I've heard about when NASCAR announces is, obviously when they announce that we're returning to racing, it's not going to be a, hey, here is the rest of the 2020 schedule. I think we're going to get was, here's our intention for the next 4 weeks. Because these are the tracks we know we can go to, the races we can get in. You know, then in another 3 weeks, we'll announce again what, you know, what the rest of June and into July looks like. I just think it's going to be impossible for them yet to announce how this is all going to shake out. Obviously, with the idea that you want to try to keep the playoffs the way they were scheduled, but
sure.
I don't know. I think that's still going to be a little bit tough.
Well, I'm with you there. I wonder if we get to a spot where if it's not looking like we can get to enough tracks on the circuit, you know, do we have a more, let's say, ARCA or maybe like a small modified series, like track rotation of maybe just seven to eight tracks that we're just going to run, you know, 26 races at maybe and get to the playoffs or something like that?
I mean, I think you look at all your options, and you know, with Charlotte, you run the oval and you run the Roval,
sure.
And you go to Talladega and Indianapolis. Maybe if they can get to Indianapolis, sure, you run the bricks, but you also do run the road course like they're talking about Xfinity doing it.
Sure.
You know, I think you can still get to 36 races. You may not hit all the tracks, or you may not be able to hit the ones twice that you need to. But you know, NASCAR obviously is in a position where it needs the TV money. The teams need the TV money. The tracks need it too, but maybe, you know, that's a lot of that's beyond their control. It's depending on what states are going to tell them. I'm kind of excited. You know, it may offer NASCAR the opportunity to go somewhere they weren't going to go to. Maybe they head to Road America or something.
Yeah, because you don't have to. Let's put it this way. Let's assume that for a good portion of this schedule and season, fans are not going to be a mitigating factor. So you don't have to worry about, well, we can't fit, you know, the fan base into the stands. Well, hey, as long as the track can support the cars and has the safer barriers, well, we can really go anywhere at that point because we don't need to worry about that.
Yes. And that obviously that just makes everything they can, as long as you can give the teams enough time to get the cars ready, you can be pretty nimble with a NASCAR schedule.
Sure.
Because give the teams a couple weeks to get it ready, make sure the TV is on board. But, you know, say they're planning on going to Darlington and something pops up in South Carolina and they can, you know, quickly say, okay, we're going to Atlanta next week instead.
Yep.
And when you don't have to rely on thousands of people camping and coming down, you really can be a lot more flexible.
Yeah. Speaking of camp, man, how brutal for the fans that got to Atlanta like Wednesday or Thursday, like we're set up shop, like we're ready to go. Like, oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, that was such a surreal week, though. I mean, it seemed like everything spiraled out of control so quickly, and every sport was shutting down. You know, and then NASCAR was NASCAR and golf were going to be the only ones to compete that weekend. And then it was kind of iffy. And then just, it was all shut down. And And how would you like to have been sitting there in the infield waiting to see what happened?
Oh man, just horrible. You know, and that's the thing, you know, obviously we're all bored to death. We all just want something to watch on TV. You know, at this point, like actually being able to say we're going to a race in the physical sense, I mean, that would just be like hitting the lottery at this point.
Oh yes. Yeah. Whether or not this whole situation creates better attendance for NASCAR, say next year, with people who are happy it's back, I don't know. But again, there's potential there for maybe NASCAR to tap into some people who haven't been to a race for a year and thought, hey, I didn't know how much I missed it until it was gone. I think I'll go next year.
Absolutely. I Hopefully, we don't have to worry about this again for a minute, and we can all get proper precautions and stuff, and things can just come back better and stronger than ever. You know, we've got the new car that's going to get delayed, so that's something we get to look forward to in 2022. We already know the whole NASCAR SMI IMC track takeover. You know, we've got that.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to, you know, create, again, more flexibility for NASCAR from a schedule. There's a lot to be excited about going forward. So
it is. Yeah. I mean, I really, even before the season started, I was excited about whatever the 2021 schedule looks like. You thought you were going to have a new car, a new schedule. You know, obviously the car has been pushed back. The schedule, I think you're still going to see a lot of changes, maybe even more so than we thought there was going to be after all the flexibility they're going to have this year. And then, you know, just you got Kenseth back this year. It really is an exciting time to be a NASCAR fan, I think.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I know we're all excited to get back going. Scott, any other new projects or potential things we might see on J-Ski coming up?
Nothing right now that I'm ready to discuss, but we're always looking at odds and ends and goofy stuff and informative things. And, my main focus right now is let's get back to racing and, you know, enjoy the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
And keep everybody safe.
Yes, absolutely. Scott, where can everyone follow you and J-Ski on social media?
The Twitter handle is J-Ski. We've got the Facebook page for J-Ski and obviously J-Ski.com. It's an unusual enough name that it's not hard to find us.
Excellent. Absolutely. Lab Traffic Nation, huge thanks to Scott Page from J-Ski.com for calling in tonight. Scott, it was a blast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Brandon. Catch you later.
Absolutely. All right, Lat Traffic Nation, how awesome was that? I love talking to Scott. Such a great guy to talk to. Definitely upbeat personality and all that. And, I mean, we all love JSki.com. Who does not love JSki.com? There's nobody out there. So glad that they're back out there doing their thing again. And definitely look forward to working with those guys a little bit more down the line. That's for sure. Very excited about that. All right, let's press on. Let's talk for a few minutes here about the virtual Talladega race this past weekend. No surprise that Bowman finally picking up a virtual pro invitational win. Him and Byron, obviously some of the more experienced guys out there. Byron with two wins already. Bowman getting his first virtual win. I just want to see Junior get one of these. I wanted him to win Homestead. Every one of these races, I think, has been special for Junior. You know, Junior's obviously won a couple ran a couple extra Xfinity races at Richmond. He was there. You know, Homestead, the first one of these things. How cool would that have been for that? Obviously, he's got the history at the plate tracks in Talladega. So any one of these, you could have been like, man, this would have been a really cool virtual race for Junior to win. You know, the fans would have gone nuts on social media. The post-race interview would have, you know, all the stuff that we'd like to see with Dale Jr., we would have gotten. So I really hope he gets to snag one of these things before we go back racing for sure. You know, I said it last week, and I couldn't have been more wrong. I thought for sure with only one reset, these guys were going to go single file for the first 50 laps. I was glad to see that was not the case. I was glad I was wrong. I actually thought it was relatively pretty decent. You know, we only had, you know, obviously joking with PETM during the live tweet there, you know, how many big ones are we going to get? You know, we thought it was going to be a shit show. It didn't turn out to be one, which was good. You know, yeah, we had a big one, we maybe had two big ones, but not what you would typically expect with a Talladega race. You know, I thought it was absolutely awesome. Jeff Gordon, Clint Bowyer, side by side racing in a rig at the Fox studio. Man, it's getting to sound like a broken record, but I mean, it's so much fun watching those guys. At this point, you know, you basically come to watch for Clint Bowyer and you come to play on Twitter. And the virtual racing is kind of like the third thing in the background there, which is okay, right? You know, we all know it's not for real points and, you know, championships aren't on the line or anything like that. So if that's what gives us the excuse to be able to have some fun with the television and to interact on social media, you know, I'm all about that until we get things fired back up here. I think it's absolutely hysterical that Bowyer finally made his way to lead one of these virtual laps, was talking smack to Gordon, and boom, blew an engine for the second week in a row. I mean, that's just pure entertainment right there. Man, I tell you guys, Sunday was probably the most fun I've had on Twitter in a while, probably since we, you know, started doing this virtual stuff. Really enjoyed that. Thanks to everyone that hung out and interacted on Sunday. Cannot wait to get back talking trucks, Xfinity, and Cup, and get some more of your feedback. And if we're going Wednesday night Cup racing, maybe we'll get some extra Friday night truck races. Cannot wait to, hell, if I can bring the podcast outside, we'll definitely have the TV outside for some Friday night truck racing for sure. All right. I think that's well enough there on the virtual race from Talladega. Let's hit a little social media. Everybody, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. And on Instagram, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you download the show on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Blueberry, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And don't forget, leave a review, subscribe, make sure that auto downloads for you each and every week. So you've got it. Don't forget about the giveaways. I've got the t-shirt and hat giveaway at 4,500 Twitter followers. I've got the 5,000 follower giveaway, the rear quarter panel from Eric Almirola's car. All you got to do is follow. Thank you to everyone that keeps retweeting and all that good stuff. Got a couple new followers here. Let's see. RLK Patriot 20 at RLK Patriot 20. Big Chase Elliott fan. Welcome to the show. Stickers and koozies are there. I'll get those mailed out once the stay at home and quarantine is lifted. So if you want a free sticker and koozie, just go to the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, fill out the contact page, and I will be happy to get one out to you. All right. Nice and quick there. Man, I can't wait to get back to normal. It's all I want, just to get back to normal. All right, let's get Mr. Brian Newdorf on the line. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, joining me on the line. You can follow him on Twitter, at NASCAR_WXMAN, along with Mr. Aaron Studwell, who will hopefully be keeping us up to date on all the weather happenings very, very soon. Welcome back to the Lap Traffic Podcast, Debbie Downer. I mean, Brian Newdorf. Sir, good evening. How are
I'm
you?
I'm not Debbie Downer. I'm, you know what? I mean, I'm Debbie Downer now, realizing that Aaron may get the wonderful opportunity of giving the actual first, you know, weather, the real weather forecast.
Real? It's funny. I didn't map out the flip-flop here where that would line up there. So that's funny.
Maybe because it's such a big event, you need to have both of us on.
Listen, I'm not necessarily opposed to that at all. Like, we do it for dates. Like, it feels, I mean, hell, it's almost been like an entire off season. So yeah, let's, we'll try.
Yeah, I didn't even get into the forecasting groove. I feel like, you know,
it was a couple weeks, you know, and you were busy with the move. So I know there was a little bit of time where you had backed off a little bit there. So yeah, you haven't gotten into the full rhythm yet, have you?
No. And, you know, we've lost a driver. We've gained a driver. We've seen iRacing. We've gotten tired of iRacing, you know.
Yeah, I hear
you know, I've seen some of the media. I mean, I think they kept, it's like, well, what rules are they going to run this week? You know, plus, I mean, something about Talladega with cars disappearing and flying and, you know, I mean, okay. It's definitely, you know, some of the other tracks, the intermediate tracks. Okay. Those wrecks look pretty, you know, it definitely looks like a cartoon on a super speedway.
That's the only thing that's not as real. And hey, maybe they did that on purpose just to add a little humor into the situation. But
maybe, you know, now next time I want, maybe they can do this. And if anybody in iRacing is listening, you know, like the old Batman, pow, wham, I want to see that.
Oh, like the cartoon bubble popping up like right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be hysterical.
Maybe
that
some sound effects.
Yeah.
I mean, still doesn't.
Be great.
It still doesn't beat. It still doesn't beat, you know, Larry McReynolds eating ice cream during the one race. That was good.
Oh no, that would definitely be cool. Yeah, no. As far as the iRacing goes, like, I'm watching it. I'm intrigued. I appreciate everybody and everything that's being done.
Oh, I do too.
You know, I was very excited when they first started it. You know, and now it's more or less. I'm still tickled to death that it's on TV. I'm more or less just enjoying the social media aspect of it, and just engaging, doing the live tweet with PETM and interacting with the followers and all that. Just keeping in the groove for when we're live tweeting some real races here. Hopefully soon.
Is it just me, or does it feel like it's gotten too serious? Maybe that's what it is.
I think the vibes come off too serious. I don't think the drivers are taking it that serious. I think the drivers are just, I'm going to go take a couple hours. Half these drivers got kids. They're napping, whatever. And I'm going to go sit in the rig and, mess around on iRacing. I don't think they're taking it as serious as we probably are giving off the impression from a fan base perspective, to be honest.
I was more like the rules and just like the television, the structuring of it and different things. I just felt like it took a turn where it was kind of fun. It was a novelty. And, the drivers were just kind of letting loose. And I mean, now I will definitely say, and I don't mean this in a bad example, but obviously Kyle Larson, every driver is thinking in the back of their head, oh man, I better not say something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's obviously going to roll back there. For me, and I talked about this with Scott from Jayski a little bit ago, was, and this, it's not exclusive to NASCAR, but there are other sports, where you can go and bet on sports books or on DraftKings and have money on the line for this in some fashion. And to have external factors such as Denny Hamlin's kids shutting the TV off, that plays a role to a degree that I think that could be annoying people a little bit more than the fact of, well, we got one reset this week, no resets next week,
Yeah, that's true.
And from that regard too, it's first time doing it. It's trial by error there too.
But I'm with you. I don't want people to think that I'm completely Debbie Downer. While we're home with our families, I still work and I still have things to do. So, I still get into a mindset when I have a weekend free to be, family time.
Sure.
And so, when I have that opportunity, I still try to take advantage of it. But no, I absolutely 100%, at least something new is fresh is on. So people can get a chance to see something, even if it's a little bit. And listen, I'm hopeful. I would love to see them go racing. All right. And I think I saw an article, I think it was on Fox Sports. They were just talking about, and one of the, I know they're going to do everything they can to make sure nobody's contagious, but man, that first moment, a team member, somebody of a team or a driver themselves gets this or is at least tested for it. That's the other question. Are they going to test everybody before they come together? I mean, can they do that? I mean, people are still waiting for tests as it is.
Sure.
So, I get it. The racing in states that are a little more laxed and opening up, God bless Texas for, come on down, right? But I mean, they're like to the point where, hey, bring all the fans, I have my questions as a scientist. I trust typically those who know more about things than I do. So, I kind of go that route, but the downside is we just don't know. We just don't know, but I'm not a Debbie Downer. I just was kind of like, we've just got to wait and see how this plays out. And, there's with a lot of these diseases, there's that rush to open up and then there's that bump. Everybody keeps talking about that bump. Will it happen? Who gets it and who will be impacted and how, so just got to be smart.
Yeah.
No, so what else? I heard this guy named Matt Kenseth, going to come racing again.
I think that's, I'm happy, and I think that's very cool. I'm excited to see him. As I talked a little bit ago, I don't think he wanted to be done racing, so
he gets
basically a full season to come on back.
I will have to say I completely agree with you. I just felt like all of a sudden here's this guy who won a chance, all of this stuff, and he didn't get the kind of send off that he deserved. Bros is another interesting question, which I actually kind of popped in my head, and I saw that some people have asked this question, and he says he doesn't know now, but does this change Jimmy Johnson's approach?
Yeah, I'm on the mindset of it depends. I think if they're able to get going and get close to all of the tracks in, because I think that plays a role in that. I think he's should be able to get a farewell send off at each track. He's won, I think, at just about every single one of them, so he deserves to be able to have that. And I think the tracks want to be able to promote that. The fans want to come out and give him one last farewell for the fans that, you know, are only able to make it to their local home track or whatever. So I think that'll play a role. And I don't think he's on any time restrictions to say, all right, yeah, nope, I'm done, or no, I'm going to come back next year.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, I've seen a lot of this conversation. So, you know, from a TV standpoint, if I'm watching a race, all right, I mean, I've seen the jokes on social media where people are like, oh, well, doesn't really matter if there's fans in the stands. NASCAR has been suffering from that for years. Sorry, that is a bad joke, but you and I both have heard this.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that negative. So, but I also do think the drivers do know the fans are there, and they probably like seeing the fans out there and stuff. But of all the sports that may be impacted by a crowd, NASCAR is probably the least likely.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Because it's not like fans are cheering, but it's not until typically somebody takes the lead and then holding on to the lead.
Yeah.
It's not like people are cheering.
You don't get that 12th man reaction for the Seattle Seahawks defense out there, you know, like to where that can actually impact something. Like a crowd reaction isn't going to impact a pit stop kind of thing in terms of somebody maybe messing up or anything like that, or the driver speeding because the crowd's going nuts for him.
Yeah, or, you know, missing a false start like in football or in basketball. Sure. The teams, because there's only so many players on the floor, can really rally around that change of energy, the loudness and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So, golfing may be better because then they don't have to worry about some Yahoo's phone going off. So
that's true. Yeah, no, good points. Are you ready? Are you going to take the next couple weeks to start mentally preparing yourself for the weather trolls that are going to be screenshotting you your apps here in just a few weeks?
So I've just decided I'm just going to start sharing out apps every week. I'm going to beat them to the punch.
I think that'd be great.
But see, the downside is I'm going to send out an app, but there'll be a mask over it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm practicing safe social weathering.
There you go. I like that. That's fantastic.
I mean, at this point, I kind of missed them. You know, actually, the silence that I've produced on Twitter is deafening. Definitely Aaron has me beat on that category. And I think it's 18 years of having to be on social media through television. So it was really, it was really just second nature. I could post something for work and then I could turn around and then post something for NASCAR. I'm already there. I'm already doing stuff. It was pretty easy.
Sure.
Now I don't really have to be.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't have to do that.
You almost got to kind of force yourself. And then between the off season, then only going back a couple, like you talked about at the start, kind of out of that rhythm of that being second nature for you to just pull it out and start tweeting about the weather. Yeah.
But at least, I mean, I'm still a weather person and I still look at weather all over the place. So it's not going to be that hard. By the way, I think the real question we will know we have gotten through this virus is if on July 4th, we have the hot dog eating competition.
That's the test of time right there.
Only because I was looking on Twitter and I saw some guy in a hot dog costume on Nathan's Twitter account. So it just made me think of that. I actually went to Twitter and it was the most random thing I could think of.
That's great. All righty, sir. Well, it was great to catch up with you, everybody.
And I didn't even go, you know, I'm feeling underachieving here because you're not asking. I didn't go 30 minutes like with Aaron did last week.
So here's the thing. Last week, because it was with Dan Wetzel and it was all football talk, like I felt like I needed to add a little extra NASCAR talk in there because I didn't have any. And it's funny. Last year or whatever, I don't know if it was the draft or college football, something. I did like a primary football show and I don't get reviews too often on iTunes and someone rated, I thought this was a NASCAR podcast. Like, come on, dude, like the one time, man, come on. So I'm like, all right, if I'm going to go heavy football, I got to make sure I balance it out a little bit with some NASCAR. So, Oh, yeah, that literally, that's that one thing is what resonated and why I made sure to go and
okay, so everybody who's listening, you need to go to iTunes.
Yes.
And your comments need to be like, I really thought this was about Disney princesses. You got to make up crap.
As long as it's five stars, I don't care what you put for the comment, but at least give
them. Oh, then I should
stars.
Go back and so I need to go back and change mine?
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. I love it.
Well, leave it. No, but yeah, you know, everybody. I'll push this more. We'll make sure we get more people out there. We definitely need to get, you know, we definitely need to get some more racing. Now, I'm surprised we're not even talking about the Jeff Gordon coloring his wife's hair.
Wow. All right.
Did you see that?
I did take a minute. That is now. All right. Here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest.
I mean, actually, bravo. As a married man, bravo.
I've done it more than once for Lindsay. More than once.
My wife doesn't color or touch her hair. So there's never been even an instance or an opportunity. But I do want to say that I'm gonna challenge everybody. This is a free idea. I want to do this with my family because Easter we normally do a family photo. We didn't do one this year because we stayed at home.
Sure.
So I'm thinking that I'm going to do before once we can finally get haircuts and whatever else there is, because I don't have anybody in my house who can cut hair. I'm thinking as a family, we do the pandemic family photo. Like everybody's just, you know, hair's grown out as and is, stuff right? like that. Yeah. Yeah.
No filters. No Snapchat sparkling.
Yeah, we're just not even gonna put on the clothes we normally roll out of, you know.
I'm the same sweatpants and t-shirts that I've been rotating for the last. I've put on a pair of jeans in almost 8 weeks. Like
I have done that. I have to go to work. So I actually had to put on khakis.
Ah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah.
And then what else is there? Oh, yeah. And I mean the other amazing thing is, you know, really. Oh, I have to be at work at 7. I'm going to wake up at 6:50, you know?
Right, yeah, that's literally what I do. Like, I take 1 5-minute snooze. I roll out of bed. I climb up 14 stairs to my office and boom, going.
I'm sorry about your commute. What's the traffic report like, you know?
Every once in a while, there's a congestion at the doorway with the dog. But other than that, it's pretty smooth.
Yeah. Hey, no rover rage, okay?
Yeah, right. No orange cones. There's no construction barrels. No pun intended to the orange.
Well, you
cones.
Are in Michigan. I think you should just have one just in case. That makes it feel like it's getting back to normal for you.
I do have one in the basement that I put out on the table anytime the orange cone calls into the show, which he is due. I need to reach out to the cone and get him on the show. It's been a minute. So
I kind of feel bad for the cone especially. I mean, no racing, nothing. I heard he didn't even qualify for the unemployment, small business stuff. You know, it's a shame.
That's funny. Well, that's funny.
It wasn't, you know, or hazard pay. No, I'm trying to keep this fun and yes. talking NASCAR and jokes, you know, it's great that Kenseth's coming back. No, I did never like the way he went out because I felt like he deserved a farewell like Tony and Jeff and stuff like that. I kind of felt like, and it was just like, okay, well, I'm done, you know, so maybe this will be a nice way to go. I mean, I hope. Listen, as we talked about before this started, I really do. I'm just kind of waiting like everybody else and seeing what happens. I don't know if it's right that the Texas or Carolinas or anything like that. Is it smart that they're opening up early and stuff like that? I mean, as long as they have plans, you know, I mean, they're talking about it here in Indiana and Kentucky. And, you know, I think states just can't function anymore. The longer they're closed down, the worse it is for them.
Absolutely.
We'll just have to wait and see. But bottom line, we can joke. We're all doing our best we can. You know, for what everybody's doing out there, I know the sanity, you know, we're losing the grasp of sanity every day or so. But hopefully everybody's doing their best to stay safe. And that's what's important. And protecting those who are more vulnerable and stuff. So, you know, I wish everybody the best with all of this. And, you know, all kidding aside, you know, it's been a very interesting time, and I don't think we're quite done yet, or maybe not even close to being done, but we're just got to take it in stride. Thanks. And people need to let him know how you're doing. Get on Twitter. Let me know that you heard
us. Well, now when you retweet, you're going to have to retweet with go give a rating on iTunes tonight. So.
Yes. I'm going to give them suggestions.
Yeah, I like that. I'm all about that. I am all about that. It sounds like you're.
Yeah, they have to give. They have to give you. They have to give. Now that's what that will really confuse people. They have to give like give you 4 or 5 stars, but then put the most bizarre rating or bizarre comment they have ever seen.
Great talk about Tyrannosaurus Rexes last night. Like just obscured. Like bring it. I'm all about that. I'll take that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How T-Rex could actually pick his nose. Right, I mean, yeah. You know, those kind of things.
Yes. Yes. I'm with you. All right. I think we can throw the checkered on this one. Lap Traffic Nation, make sure you follow Brian on Twitter at NASCAR_WXMAN and Aaron Studwell at Race Weather for all the soon to be weather updates. Brian, pleasure. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, brother.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We'll see ya. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, always great to catch up with Brian Newdorf there for sure. All right, those are some dogs barking in the background. That means it is time for this week's Lucky Dog and Lap Down Picks. You guys know the drill. Send your Lucky Dog and Lap Down Picks after the checkered flag, or you can call the Wave Around Hotline 248-965-9538 and leave your picks there. All right, my Lucky Dog of the race weekend really wasn't even this weekend. It was Monday, but Matt Kenseth, hell yeah, Matt Kenseth coming back, ready to get back in the car. As said at length tonight, I don't think Matt Kenseth was ready to go, and excited for his opportunity here to get back into the car. Lap down, it's got to be Denny Hamlin. Kid shuts off the iRace with the remote control, and he thought he had an issue there. That's the crack up. All right, let's get to a couple tweeted responses here. Jess at Iowa NASCAR fan is lucky dog. Lucky dog for the race is Bowman. He's greatly improved, but the overall lucky dog is Newman. Glad to see he is ready to get back in the car. Lap down, Hamlin's daughter for shutting his TV off. Oh, and Boyer for getting cocky while leading and blowing her up. Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better. Perfect. Or couldn't have said it better myself there, Jess. Absolutely perfect. Gina at Gina Loves, JJ48's lucky dog Bowman, for taking a chance that he would run out of fuel and then pulling off the win. Lap down goes to poor Clint Boyer. Man, that guy can't catch a break. Absolutely. All right, thanks for the tweeted responses there. Keep those coming. Can't wait to get back to a normal Lucky Dog segment here once we get back racing. But do have a couple calls for you on the Wave Around Hotline.
Spring news. This weekend with the iRace at Talladega, absolutely incredible race, you know, great racing, and especially most importantly, you know, what I really thought going into this weekend, we're going to have another very close finish. You never know who's going to win at Talladega, and came down to Alex Bowman, and, you know, last second pass, which is, you know, what you intend to see a lot at Talladega in the real world, and it happened again. Absolutely an incredible finish. And you know what you typically see. Saw at least one big one. We got a green light checkered finish at the end as well. It just made for an exciting race today. And, so anyway, I got a couple of, lucky dogs this week. First of all, most importantly, Ryan Newman, with the announcement he made at the beginning of today's broadcast, announcing that he's going to, he's planning on coming back whenever NASCAR does get back underway, which I'm really hoping is next month. Absolutely, you know, a remarkable story. I'm glad to see Ryan is healthy, you know, and is doing very well, and, you know, his, you know, recovery is, you know, honestly, I think going quicker than I really, you know, probably all of us anticipate, which, you know, makes this even a more remarkable story. So absolutely amazing to see that it looks like Ryan's going to come back whenever NASCAR gets back in the way, which, again, hopefully next month. The second lucky dog this week, definitely the racing. And most importantly, I think with the green light check and finish at the end, we had a wreck on the back stretch on the final lap, and it was towards the back of the field. And, you know, kudos to iRacing officials. I really honestly thought, you know, that was the right decision to let them race back to the line because, you know, it was towards the back of the field. It wasn't really going to, you know, harm anybody. It wasn't like it was a front of the field wreck or something. So absolutely, I think it was the right call by iRacing to let them race back to the line. And, you know, that's why we saw the finish that we saw with Alex Bowman winning that race today. So, anyway, no lockdowns again this week. And, of course, stay healthy, Brandon, and everybody out there, Laugh Traffic Nation. And we'll get through this. And hopefully, you know, within the next few weeks, we'll see real racing coming back again. And anyway, talk to you next weekend after the virtual race at Dover. And thank you so much, Brandon. Take care.
Oh, Matt, thanks for calling in this week. I appreciate it. You mentioned there the last lap there with them racing back to the line. I don't know. I swore I saw right at the drop them wrecking at the front stretch. So I was expecting them to throw the caution there before we even got back around to take the white flag. I was surprised they didn't. But, you know, I think something that probably was taking a toll there was the fact that we didn't have unlimited restarts. They wanted this thing to finish under checkered flag. They didn't want to have this thing finish under caution with maximizing the three overtimes that are only allowed in iRacing there. And so, yeah, I'm glad they were able to take the checkered flag there for sure. And all right, we got one more call. You know who it is, the voice of the Wave Around Hotline.
What's up, Brandon? Voice of the Wave Around Hotline calling in to get some hot takes from virtual Talladega. First time I watched the iRace, the Pro Invitational, whatever they're calling it. That's because some scrub named Jeff Gordon was in it, and I couldn't miss a chance at watching him. Overall, it's kind of hard to tell if people are taking the iRacing seriously or it's entertainment. I think that's kind of where the disconnect is, because you got half doing serious and half are saying, we're just messing around because there's no actual racing. Luckily, it seems like we got some real racing coming up here in, two or three weeks, hopefully. Who knows? That changes every day. I'm sure if I look at my phone now, then it's probably something different. But, you know, you take the good with the bad. I don't really have a complete lucky dog or lap down this week, but one thing I will say, I am very excited, I can't believe I'm saying this, to see Ryan Newman back on the track. It's great to see him healthy. Obviously, I was never a Ryan Newman fan, but I want to see the man happy and healthy and, you know, driving some race cars. I can't wait to watch a race and just go, Newman! You know, at the TV when he's in the way, because, you know, he will be. And in a weird way, I'm excited for Ryan Newman to be in the way. After that crash at Daytona, that was horrifying. And, it's going to be good to have him back. If anybody wants to play me in MLB The Show on PS4, I'll probably beat you. But the challenge is out there for anyone who can beat me. Thanks, bud. Have a good one.
Oh, Mr. Andrew Cansey, and thank you so much for calling. Go challenge Mr. Andrew Cansey to a game out there on the PS4. Him and I are planning on getting a race on NASCAR Heat in here one of these days, that's for sure. It's funny the way you phrase that. I'm excited to see Newman get back in the way, because you know he's going to be. That's a great way to put that, because hell yeah, I want to see someone get mad about Ryan Newman being hard to pass. I'm looking forward to that, just because, like you said, you know, that crash was so scary. We didn't know if we were ever going to see that again. So, hell yeah, I welcome it. Absolutely perfect. That is a great way to wrap up this show. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for episode 179 of the Lap Traffic Podcast, coming to you from the patio tonight. We'll definitely be doing this again. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast, follow on Twitter, @LapTrafficPC, subscribe, download on iTunes, Podbean, or your favorite podcast site. Big thanks to Scott Page from JSki.com and Brian Newdorf. I do not have anybody lined up yet for next week. We'll make sure something happens. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!